Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. So glad to have you join us as we take a look at the book. Of course, the book we're talking about is the Word of God, the Bible. Our subject as we study together at this time is going to be angels and prophecy. Sound pretty interesting? Indeed, angels and prophecy is a very interesting subject. In fact, the most used word in the book of Revelation is either angel or angels. Those two words together make up the largest usage of any word in the book of Revelation. Well, we'd like to have you study with us about angels and Christians. You know, we have a special relationship with angels. We're going to study about that, and I'll come back in a moment and tell you how you can get your own copy of Angels and Prophecy. It's a 5-hour audio series on CD. We'll tell you how to get it in just a moment. But right now, get your Bibles handy. Let's study about angels and Christians.
Revelation chapter 5. Let me show you something. Verse 8. Now, this is in the heavenlies. John has gone to the heavenlies, Revelation 4, verse 2. He's been at the throne, Revelation chapter 4. He now is standing there before the throne, Jesus Christ. The sealed book is going to be opened in just a moment, but look what it says in verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts, described over here in verses 6, 7, and 8, as angels, these four beasts, or these angels, and 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, look at here, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. You know what angels do? Every time you offer a prayer, you dispatch angels. You know, somebody said, why do you enjoy living in Jerusalem? Well, in Jerusalem, it's a local call. It's not long distance to talk to God. And, sorry. Just teasing. But you know what? Every time we pray, an angel gathers up our prayer. Here at the throne of God, angels have vials with sweet-smelling prayers of the saints. Look at chapter 8, Revelation, verse 3. Start at verse 2. This is the beginning of the trumpet judgments. And here's what John saw. I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. In a moment, they're going to unfold the seven trumpet judgments. We'll look at this in our next session together. Revelation and angels in the end times. But look here in verse 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now this is in heaven. Remember, they have a golden altar in the temple on earth before that place which will be the throne for Jesus Christ one day, or the Holy of Holies. But what's on earth is only a replica of the original in heaven. And here, an angel takes our prayers, goes before God, lays our, can you imagine that? My prayer offers that prayer on the golden altar before God. Thank you, angel. Oh, thank you, angel. Somebody said, DeYoung, we've watched you. We know you've got more than one guardian angel. And in fact, my guardian angel, when I'm driving down the highway, usually gets out and comes behind with a bus or something to catch up finally when I get to where I'm going. He doesn't like driving as fast as I do. But angels take our prayers to the heavenlies. Want to know something else? I want to show you one of the most exciting, comforting things that I've studied about angels. Look at Luke chapter 16. Look at Luke chapter 16 just for a second. You know Luke 16. It's the story of hell. I don't believe this is a parable. It's a parable. It's the only one that's ever, in the entire Bible, that uses a personal name pronoun, Lazarus. I don't believe it's a parable. I believe it's an actual event. Abraham's bosom. I don't believe it's a parable. But look, even if it is, it would be teaching something. Look what it says in verse, rich man of Lazarus in that story. Look at verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar, that's Lazarus, died, look at here, and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. You know what God does at death? You see, I'm not as scared of death and over there what's after. I'm not really anxious to go into the procedure. That doesn't wind my clock at all. I don't look forward to being on a 747 and having 30 seconds to live before it hits the ground. I don't look forward to that. I'm looking forward to the other side. But you know what? Just bless my heart recently. In this, at the time of death, I'm not alone. God says, angel, go get Jimmy. I want him to be comforted now. My brother-in-law, who was the coach of the number one football team in the state of Florida in his division, 267 pounds, solid muscle, big guy, died weighing 87 pounds in 3 weeks of acute leukemia. As he was dying, my sister-in-law, Judy's sister, was there, and he said, come here, Nancy. She leaned out and said, don't be upset. I just saw over on the other side. It's beautiful. And an angel gathered him up to take him into the presence of God. Doesn't that bless your heart? What God does for us. These angels to help us minister. And when we finish ministering, if it's not at the call, the shout of the trump of God at the rapture, he's going to send an angel to gather you up in his arms and take you into the presence of Jesus Christ. Here he is. I've taken care of her. She's here for you now. Angels. What do angels do for the church, for the Christian? What do they do for the church? The time won't allow. Let me just tell you what he does. Number one, you know what he does? He watches over pastors. How many pastors here? Anybody? Pastor here or former pastor? Thank you, fellas. Watches over pastors. Takes care of them. What did Paul say to Timothy? 1 Timothy 5. I exhort you before God and Jesus and the angels who will be watching over you. Angels in the church. He watches over church leaders. You know what else? He uses the church to teach wisdom. Look at Ephesians just for a second. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. I know I'm going all over the Bible. You're Bible scholars. You're supposed to be able to go with me. Ephesians chapter 3. Let me just show you something here in chapter 3, verse 10. To the intent, Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, that's another term for angels, to the intent that now unto the angels in the heavenlies, that they might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. You see, God creates angels, but they had never seen wisdom displayed. And so he uses the church, a group of Christians, the body of Christ, to show, to make manifest the wisdom of God. You know what Ephesians 2 and 3 is all about? It's talking about two peoples, Gentiles and Jews. Gentiles and Jews who have not become Christian, but before that, Gentile and Jew has a wall of partition between them. There's enmity between the two. But in the person of Jesus Christ, God takes that wall of partition out, making Gentile and Jew in Christ one individual Christian. Angels had never seen that before. Oh, they knew that it was going to happen. But when we, you know, one of the things that really bothers me about these messianic fellowships, I think it's dangerous. You want to talk to me about it later, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. It's separating Jew from Gentile. It's saying we as Jews, because we know Christ, are now very special. No, you're not Jew. And no, you're not Gentile. In Jesus Christ, that wall of partition. Don't you dare put the wall of partition back in there. Wall of partition's been taken out. And the angels watching in the heavenly see the wisdom of God as to how he did that. It's displayed.
Thank you so very much for joining us as we have taken a look at the book. The subject, Angels and Prophecy. By the way, that's the title to my 5-hour audio series on CD that will help you understand the entire scope of angels as it relates to God's Word, and in particular, in Bible prophecy. If you'd like to have your copy of Angels and Prophecy, you can call our toll-free number and make your order. That toll-free number is in effect across America. The number is 877-674-3298. Or you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and order your copy of the 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Angels and Prophecy. Again, the number 877-674-3298, or go to our website at prophecytoday.com. I'm so grateful that you could join us as we've had time to study about angels and prophecy. And I'm convinced when you get the entire study and come to a conclusion of how angels will play a role in end-time prophecy, you'll agree with me. The return of the Lord with the rapture of the church is about to take place. In fact, at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...